Arnold is with us this morning. He is VP of Marketing for Wood and Laminate at Mohawk. And Seth, it's great to talk with you.
Well, it's good to be here, Dave.
I think this is the first time we did it while we weren't standing up at a trade show.
Yeah, that's right. It feels just a little less personal, but Zoom helps us all stay in connection with each other through all this. So it's good to talk with you.
You know, I haven't done a trade show in a year since Surfaces of last year.
And yeah, it's a different world.
Well, that's one of the things you miss is interviewing people at a trade show is just off the top of your head. So it's maybe I just ought to do that sitting here. No reason I couldn't, right?
Yeah, that's right. Technology.
I wanted to ask you about Wet Protect and get your take on that. But first, let me just ask you about the whole category. The whole waterproof hardwood flooring category is relatively new on the scene. Talk about it and how it's grown in popularity.
Well, you're exactly right. It's definitely grown in popularity. And, you know, it probably has something to do with the fact that water is a major culprit when it comes to damaging your floor. We did some research around this, and just a few stats for you. About 1.4 million people have a water claim every year. It's about 20% of the insurance claims. And, you know, the average ticket when somebody has some water damage, non-flood, is about $10,000. So there's a lot of consumers out there who have experienced a damaged floor due to water, and they're coming into those retail locations, you know, wanting to address that or having some experience with it. So I think it's been a very successful way for manufacturers to provide real value to customers that that need a high quality waterproof floor.
So with Wet Protect, you can have a flood and basically, well, it won't affect the floor like it used to?
Well, floods are not covered. Acts of God, okay. Things like this, obviously. But common household spills and water damage.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that people would receive. Absolutely, that's covered.
Now, talk about the factors that make Wet Protect unique and the, you know, the technology behind it.
Well, yeah, I'd be happy to. So what we really encountered as so many products are coming to market with waterproof floors, consumers were telling us they're confused. And they're asking the exact same question you did. What makes one waterproof different than the other? So it's like anything. When the space becomes crowded, consumer confusion goes up. And they were really looking to our brands, you know, Pergo, Mohawk, Carestand, to help inform them. They trust us and they wanted to make it easier to understand. So we began looking at what are the factors. And one thing we heard from consumers was they said, well, a lot of them say waterproof, but what good is waterproof if the water just leaks through the floor and then I've got subfloor damage, mm-hmm. which again testifies to the fact that there's a lot of consumers who've dealt with water issues. That's not uncommon. And so we began looking at what we'd already achieved with our Uniclick locking systems, with what we've done with RevWood and some of our finishes. And we really boiled it down to three things that matter. Number one, we have watertight joints. So that means that nothing leaks through the floor and causes problems underneath. Number two, we had a waterproof finish that had proven itself. When you spill, it doesn't cause the molding. It doesn't cause, you know, the black mold to start discoloring the wood or into the joints. So really it was a watertight seal and it was a waterproof finish. And that's the basics. And then it allowed us to stand behind that with a lifetime surface and subfloor waterproof warranty. So we were able to address more of a comprehensive waterproof offering than was available from anyone else. And so we're the only ones that really address the full water issue. And that made us very different. And consumers basically told us that, you know, they have a lot of confidence because we're willing to stand behind both the surface and the subfloor.
So the joint is waterproof, and that is unique in this industry.
That is unique, yes. And I would say that there are other manufacturers trying to achieve what we've been able to achieve with our Uniclick. Our Uniclick is a main part. It's not the only part to watertight joints, but it's one of the main parts. And we've really been a leader in locking systems for years. We're known, we're trusted for having the most reliable, tightest locking system. So that was a big ingredient. And then, you know, we've just continued to try to make sure that water does not get through the floor at the joint.
I see. And that's basically what machining, you're able to do that via however you machine the joint while you're producing this?
Absolutely. It has a lot to do with precision manufacturing, precision milling, and it has a lot to do with the composition of our clicking system, the tightness of that clicking system and the way it was designed. And it's been very effective in locking out moisture.
Now, is WetProtect available in both solid and engineered?
We actually looked at it and said, okay, consumers want something simple. And they actually, Dave, want exactly what you're talking about. They just want a wood look and they know there's lots of choices. So we had to make a tough decision in order to simplify. We said we should allow this technology to be part of our Pergo lines, part of our Mohawk lines. It's really the first time that we've done that across brands, but we're also doing that across categories. So you will find WetProtect as the right kind of waterproof for our laminated wood, our RevWood lines, things like this, our TimberCraft line. But you'll also find it as part of our new UltraWood line, which is a very new, very innovative, ultra performance hardwood. And so whether you want a natural hardwood veneer or you want more of a laminated wood veneer, you can find this waterproof to be consistent across categories and brands.
Interesting. Now, in terms of installation, does the treatment on the joints affect installation in any way?
No, nothing really worth noting. It's a very easy product to install. The products that we are applying WetProtect to, it doesn't change anything about how they're installed. So it's the same basic installation. I would say one thing that we've had to address, though, is because we are relentlessly focused on total waterproof protection, a lot of the previous systems required the installer to put a silicone around the edge with the trim. Mm-hmm. And through our performance accessories line, we actually created a very innovative, very easy to install waterproof quarter round that's perfect for WetProtect. So if you just want a quick, it has a watertight seal that's already on there. And if you don't want to use a silicone or anything at the edges, you can use that quarter round and just very quickly finish out the outside of the room to ensure no water comes through at the edges.
That's interesting. Now, lifetime warranty, you mentioned that a little bit earlier. Talk about that. And I guess that really means you feel this is an effective product or you wouldn't do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, lifetime is a very simple definition. It just means that the integrity of our WetProtect system will not diminish over time. So you will get the protection for the life of the floor. And then obviously the coverage has to do again with the common household spills, common household accidents that you would have with water. And a lot of warranties for waterproof, consumers came back and said, well, I see that a product's waterproof, but it only lasts for 30 hours or it only is 72 hours. And what if I'm not home? And what if the dog keeps spilling from the water bowl from the same place over and over? And so we're really reassuring our customers that, you know, there's not a 30-hour limit or a 72-hour limit. There's really, you know, no time limit on this. If it's a spill, it's going to come up and it's not going to leak through the floor. And then it's not going to cause the mold and the mildew to degrade the subfloor underneath. So that's really what we're covering.
I guess the subfloor has been a major problem for any kind of floor, waterproof floors in particular. That has been one of the weaknesses.
It absolutely has. I mean, I've had personal experience as a consumer. We bought a house. It was built in 1972. And in the bathroom, water had leaked underneath and it had caused, we had to rip everything out and then put in a whole new subfloor because of that water kind of damaging the subfloor over time. So I think most consumers who, maybe not if you moved into a brand new house, but certainly over time, moisture can be a big problem under the floor.
I've got you. What kind of growth has this whole sector seen, waterproof flooring? Again, we mentioned earlier that it's relatively new. I have to imagine it's seen some pretty healthy growth.
Absolutely. And it's a little bit difficult, Dave, to separate out the growth of certain categories like resilient, from the actual waterproof. But every category that we're bringing to market with waterproof is a growth category for us. We've seen tremendous growth. We think that there's still a lot of upside to that. And so our goal is really to help ensure that whether you're wanting to buy vinyl or whether you're wanting to buy laminated wood or engineered wood, you have a consistent promise that you can trust from a brand that you know.
Yeah, that was my next question. I guess this is expanding into non-wood products, LVT and what, laminate?
Absolutely. You'll see the Wet Protect promise across all plank flooring that we make.
I got you. Where do you see this new product being installed? I mean, will this be in a bathroom? Will it be in a kitchen and all the other places where normally wood is installed?
Yeah, that's so we look at where different categories are growing by room. We do think this is a great product for kitchens. We do think this is a great product if you want to put it in your bathroom. There's a variety of Wet Protect products that you could do that with. We see basements actually as an area, below grade basements as an area where people are concerned about moisture. And so that's probably where there's the most interest from a room perspective. You're welcome as a consumer to install this really in any wet area. A laundry room is still a very, it's a growth area for a lot of categories. So it's pretty universal.
Now, people that are listening and watching us now can see this product at your Momentum Roadshow. Talk about that.
Oh, that's right. So it is a big part of our launch. We have demonstrations of how it works. You'll see Wet Protect as part of our Pergo launch. You'll see it as part of our RevWood launch. So it's RevWood has been very successful, but it's going to now evolve and carry the Wet Protect promise. You'll see it as part of our UltraWood launch. And those roadshows, our retailers tell us it's really hard to make good decisions about how to set your store if you can't come and actually see some of that. So we made a decision to bring all this to their local markets through a roadshow, and I call it miraculous. The whole roadshow, we've had to ensure safety, work with the public health departments in every market, and take all sorts of extra precautions. But we felt like that was worthwhile, so that consumers, our customers, could actually see, feel, experience what these products have to offer.
I get the idea from talking to people that people are stir crazy and that they'll probably show up at anything just to get out of the house.
Yeah, some for sure. Some would show up at anything. I think everyone's stir crazy. I think we all kind of have that same feeling. And I think everyone is wrestling with, how do you do things remotely like we're doing right now, especially in a tactile product, in an interior finish, very visual, very hands-on. And so we just felt like it was worth bringing those products, even if we had to take a lot of extra precautions. It was worth helping our retailers to see it hands-on.
Well, good luck with these shows. And this is the most interesting, most interesting product launch. And from having several water problems with my wood in this house, hats off to what you're doing.
Well, we've got a product for you if you're worried about it and want to make those water issues go away. So,
well, again, having replaced the whole house twice, I'm not looking forward to doing it again. But if that happens, I'll know where to go. Exactly. Seth, thanks so much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
We've been talking with Seth Arnold. He is VP of Marketing for Wood and Laminate at Mohawk. And this is Talk Floor TV.